Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Kilstein. Maseches Gittin has been dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Shmar Yehu Ben Chaim.
Okay, we're holding here in Gittin Dab Chavches, but first just a tiny hashlama about Tvias Eina. So Rav Chanan, in Kovet Tzaris, Simen Ayin Zayin, so he wants to know the following, that how can we give it back B'tvias Eina to a Talmid Chacham? Haray, even if there's such a halacha that by Hashavas Aveda, so we can trust the Talmid Chacham, but haray, over here, it's Davar Shebe'erva. And Ein Davar Shebe'erva, Pachos Mishnayim. Zokt Rav Chanan, and don't try to tell me that the only time that we say that Ein Davar Shebe'erva, Pachos Mishnayim is only to paskin that she's a grusha already, but over here, we're not speaking about if she's a grusha or not. We're only speaking about if the get is able to be megarish with it or not, because the Gemara says earlier that the edus on a get, whether or not it was written the Shema, that is considered davar shve'erva. So we see that even though we're not speaking about the woman, we're only speaking about the hechitimza to be megarish the woman, so nevertheless, because the taitza is going to be a davar shve'erva, we also dan this edus as a davar shve'erva, and therefore, effective Ochanan, how does it make sense to give back the get betfiyas ena? Zokt Rav Chanan, Amar Dek Yisoid, that's Nogea Mamish on a lot of places, he brings the Ran in Kiddushin Daf Samach Gimel, that the Ran says as follows, that the Gemara says, Kidashti Yasbiti, a father that has the power to marriage to marry off his daughter who's a ketana, so he says that I married her off and I don't know to whom I married her. So what's the halacha? So she's a surah akol ha'ilam because we don't know to who she's really married. So we know she's an eshes ish, and so she can't marry anybody. Zok the Gemara that if somebody comes and he claims it's me, so the halacha is he's neman. Frak the Ran. Why is he Neman? He's only in Eid Echad. So the Ran says a little bit of an ambiguous Lashon. He says that over here, that he's Neman because he's not coming to be Maitzi the Isha Mechas Kasa. Now what does that mean? So Rav Chanan's Masbir, what the Ran means is that because he's not changing the status of the woman, so he's not speaking about if she's an Eish Is or not, what is he doing? It's only a Gilui Milso Be'alma. What does that mean, Gilui Milso Be'alma? What that means is that he's not speaking about if somebody is Eishes Ish or a Grusha, but rather he's speaking about what to where or to who is she an Eishes Ish. That's only called a Gilui Milso Be'alma. To explain where the Davar Shebe'erva is not considered a Davar Shebe'erva. The truth is that this is really based on a riff in Perak HaChelitz, in Yevamos Daf Lamedtes, that the riff is speaking about a halacha called Ishtemudinhu, that it says in the Gemara that in Eid Echad, Afilo Akarav Apostle, is Naaman to say that a certain person had an Ach, Legabe, that he should be able to do Chalitza. And the Gemara says that the reason is because it's not considered Eidus, it's only considered Agilo Yimilso Biyama. And the Lashon Harif is that Lava Milso Di Isura Kamasadi, Veloy Amamayna Masadi, Ela Milso Biyama Hu De Megalu. So the Rif understands that this Gemara about Ishmudinu by the Achi, so it's coming to say this aside, that the only time that we say end of a Shbever Pach B'Shaim is only to say that a certain Davash Be'erva was Chal or was not Chal, but just to tell us the information that what are we looking at? Is this person a stam person or is this person a brother? Or in our case, is this in fact my get or is it somebody else's get? Or in the case of the Kidashti Yasbiti, that who was the chosan? I'm not saying if she's an Eshes Ish or not, I'm just saying to whom she was married. That's only considered the Gilui Milso Be'alma, because I'm not saying if, I'm just saying what kind or where. So the Rambam, by the way, so he learns that Gemara in Yevamos a little bit differently. He learns that it doesn't say in the Gemara that any time it's a Gilui Milso Be'alma, so he's Naman, but rather what the Gemara means over there is a Milso de Avidi Ligluye. That because who is the brother of the mace, that's something that if I lie, everybody will catch me. So over there, that because it's Milso David Ligluye, therefore in Eid Echad is Naaman, according to the Rambam, there's no Yisoid from the Gemara to this Yisoid, but I'll call upon him, it's the Rif, and it's also the Rani Kiddushin. And based on this, Rav Chanan's Masbir, why over here, when we're saying whether or not this get is mine, that it's not considered Davar Shebe'erva, as opposed to whether or not the get was written Lishma. Because when I'm being made, if the get was written to Shema or not, it's not a question of where or when or to whom. It's a question of if. The question is that do I have an efsharis to be megarish right now? If it was written lishma, I do have an efsharis. If I don't have, if it wasn't written lishma, I don't have an efsharis. That's a question of if I'm able to be megarish. That is in fact considered the davar shebe'erva. Masha'en came over here that the get is certainly a gavaldik get. The only question is it Reuven's get or is it the other Reuven's get? So which Reuven's get is it? That's considered a gilim yasubiyama, and therefore it's not considered a davar shebe'erva. Okay, so now that we've knocked out davar shebe'erva, so what's left? Pashtus, what Rav Chaim means to say is, this is considered isurim. That because it's not davar shebe'erva, so this edus, to whom does the get belong? That's only considered edus isurim, and therefore an ed echad is neman. If that's the case, then we have to look at a machlekes rishonim that we have in our sugya about when do we say that only a talmid chacham is neman b'tfiyas eina. And this is really a machlekes min hakotze al hakotze. That the Ran in Chulin Dav Tzadik Vav, so he says that the only time that we need a talmid chacham is only b'oifen that he's coming to say it's mine. Why? Because to say it's mine, so there's a chashash meshaker. But what if he wasn't coming to say it's mine? What if he's coming to say that the Talmid Chacham says that I have a Tefiyas Eina on this get and it belongs to somebody else? Says the Ran, Bikagavne, even if he's not a Talmid Chacham, because there's no Chshash Meshaker, because he has no Hanabadavar, so he's Neman, even though he's an Am Haaretz. Says the Ran, that not just by Gittin, but Huadin, by Hashava Saveda. That Eid Echad is Neman by Hashava Saveda, but even he's not coming to say that it's his, but even he's coming to say that the Aveda is somebody else's, the only time that we need a Tzorba Merabanan is only by Eifen that he's coming to say it's his. Because if he's not a Tzorba Merabanan, we're Choshesh that he's lying because he wants to get the Aveda for himself, but if he wants to give it to somebody else, says the Ran, that B'kai Gavna, even in Am Haaretz, is Neman B'tfiyos Eino. So the Ran in Chulin says that to say for somebody else is more kal than to say for yourself, that even in Am Haaretz is Neman. The Ritva by us, what's called the Rabbeinu Kreshkes by us, so he says, punkt vaket. The Ritva says by us that the only time that a Talmid Chacham is Neman to say that it's his is only if he's saying that it's his own. What if, says the Ritva, he's coming to say that it's somebody else's? To say that it's somebody else's, even the Talmid Chacham is not Neman. Why, says the Ritva, because to say it's somebody else's, that's mili de edus. And mili de edus, there's no difference between a Talmid Chacham and Am Haaretz. So according to the Ritva, so to say for somebody else is more chomer than to say for yourself, that even a Talmid Chacham is not Neman. So it's mamash machaikis min hakotze l'hakotze. According to the Ritva, to say for somebody else is more chomer, according to that even the Talmid Chacham is not Neman, and according to the Ran, to say for somebody else is more kal, that even in Am Haaretz is Neman. So investigate the machlekes over here. So there is a Reb Shimon in Shari Yosher, Sharvav Perak Yudalid, that Reb Shimon is Masber as follows. He's really coming to understand that what Bechlal is the idea of Tfiyas Eina, why do we give an Aveda back B'Tfiyas Eina. So Reb Shimon is Masber as follows. That Be'etzem, that in every Aveda, so there's two inyanim. First of all, there's the inyan of Mamonis, that there's in Choshem Mishpat, that I have to decide that am I allowed to give this person the Aveda Midin Choshem Mishpat, or maybe I have to be Choshesh that it's really somebody else's, and I'm really being Goyim to be Goyzo, the Emes Abaylim. That's a Choshem Mishpat de Kashayla. And also, there's a mitzvah de Kashayla, there's an Isurim de Kashayla. What's that? There's a mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. So says Rav Shimon that in every Hashavas Aveda there's tzvei inyanim. One is the inyan of Choshem Mishpat, and one is the inyan of the mitzvah Hashavas Aveda, which is the inyan of Isurim. Says Rav Shimon that we have two different things to take care of each of these different things. That first of all, mitzad the mishpat of mammon, so it's enough that I have a tainas bari. If I have a tainas bari, so there's a machlokes in ksubis, bari v'shama, if bari adif or lav bari adif, but, says Reb Shimon, that the only reason why there's a manda amar that says lav bari adif, that's only because we say that hamaitzim michavera ala varaya. Because the bari is being maitzi from is saying that Lamaisa, I'm a mochzuk. So to say that I'm a mochzuk, you can't be maitzi from the mochzuk. However, by Hashava Saveda, because he's not mochzuk, so if he's not mochzuk, so everybody should agree that the Mishpat HaMamana should say that if one person has a taina, that it's his, that's a reason that he's zeicha bedin, because he's the only person who's tainin. Says Rav Shimon, that's good for the Mishpat HaMamana, and mitzad the tainas bari, So even an Am Haaretz has a Tainus Bari. So why do we need a Tzorber Marabanan? Says Reb Shimon, because the only reason why we need a Tzorber Marabanan is because there's also the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. Mitzvah, the mitzvah of a Shavas Aveda. So we need the Haichacha, because the Gzeres HaKosuf says, Ad Dereish HaChicha Yisai, the Darsheyu Im Ramahu Im Lav. And because there's a din of Darsheyu, so because of that we need a Haichacha, and therefore the only a Tzorber Marabanan is Neman, or if Simanim is Dereish, so he's Neman. However, in Am Haaretz, Vitzvias Eina is not Neman. So based on this, so Reb Shimon says, so we understand the Ritva, because you need two things. First of all, you need Tainas Bari, because Tainas Bari takes care of the Mishpatei Hamamanes, and therefore you need a Haichacha to take care of the Isur. But, says Reb Shimon, what about if I'm talking about somebody else? I'm talking about somebody else, so the Halacha is that Bari al Yedei Acher is not considered a Bari. So therefore, if I Taina for somebody else, so he doesn't have a Tainas Bari. So this Tam Chacham, that he's tining that the Chavetz belongs to somebody else, so there is no Tainus Bari here. What is there? There's only a Haichacha. Says Reb Shimon, it's mistaber to say that B'kai Gavna, it should not work. Why? Even though Mitzad Dar Shehu, so we have a Haichacha. But Mitzad Mishpatei HaMamanes, there's no Bari here, and therefore we can't be Maitzi, we have to be Choshesh for the Mukhsuk. And because even though there is a Haichacha B'Yama, but the Haichacha B'Yama isn't better than Roiv, then by the Halacha is that in Haichacha B'Mamanes Achar Roiv. So therefore, Reb Shimon says that we understand the Pashtus, the Shitas HaRitva by Avedo. Says Reb Shimon, what does the Ran hold? The Ran must hold that Ba'ofen, that there aren't two Bali Din in front of us. So the Mishpatei HaMamanes says that even without a Bari, you can be Zoicha. The Mishpatei HaMamanes was only said when you have two Bali Dinim, then we have Mishpatei HaMamanes. But if there are no two Bali Dinim, there's only one person, says Reb Shimon, that the Ran holds, the Bika Gavna, there is no din of Mishpatei HaMamanes. And therefore, it's enough the regular Gidrei Yisurim. The only thing which is confining me is only the Gidrei Hashavas Aveda, and that's why the Ritva says that Aveda in Eid Echad is Neman, even in Am Haaretz. Now, with this Hakdama, so why is there a Machlekes between the Ran and the Ritva? The Machlekes is because we have to take care of the Mishpatei HaMamanes. If that's the case, so by Get, so L'chura, Get is not Mishpatei HaMamanes. And there's Mokum to say that even though the Ritva says that the Talmid Chacham is only Neman for himself, that's only because Mishpatei HaMamanes. But by Get, there is no Mishpatei HaMamanes, so even the Ritva should be Maida to the Ran that even Adam Aretz is not Neman. And the emes is that if you look in the Ritva, so when he brings this there, he only is speaking about Aveda. He doesn't say that the Halacha is true even by a get. He's only speaking about Aveda. So the emes is, it could be that in a chinami, but I think it's doichik to say that the halacha was only said by Aveda. Hare, the Ritva is speaking in Gittin. And if the halacha was only by Gittin, he should have spoken out clearly that he only means to speak about Aveda and not by Gittin. But the emes is that it's a tois. Because even though get, what's more important to us is if you can be Megavish or not, but the truth is that every get is also in Aveda. Because unless it was written on Yisrei Hana, so it's worth a Shefer Pruto, and therefore there are Gidrei HaShefes Aveda by the get, and therefore the Machlekes over here between the Ran and the Ritva, even though... Okay, now we come to today's daf. And the Iker Noisei in today's daf is the idea of Cheskas Chaim, that a person has a Chazakah Demeikara, that he is alive. But before we speak about that, I want to speak about an important Ha'ara in Rashi, and that is the Rashi explains that what would have been the problem if there wouldn't have been a Cheskas Chaim. So the Mishnah tells us that Hamevi Get V'Hini Chazakin Acholah Noisein La B'Cheskas Shukayim, that he doesn't have to worry that his Meshalach died. Says Rashi, that we don't have to be worried that maybe his Meshalach died. And then what? What's so bad about if his Meshalach dies? Because if he would die, then his Shlichus would be Batel. Now, from this Rashi, what is Rashi saying? Rashi is saying that when a person dies, then his Shlichus is Paka, meaning that a dead person can't have a Shlichus, can't have a Shliach. And therefore, because he died, so there's a nituk between the shliach and the mashalach. And therefore, when the shliach is giving the get, so it's not as if the baal is giving the get, because he's menutuk from his mashalach. Now, mikoyach, this Rashi, so the Baruch Tam has a meridik kasha on the shitas haktzois, the ktzois in kuf peiches, sifkot and beis. The ktzois is speaking about the machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah, What is the din by nishtata hamishalech? Meaning that I made a shliach to do anything, and after I made the shliach, after the minin shlichus, so the mashalach became a shoyta. A shoyta can't do any chalosim, he can't do a kiddushin or a geishin or a mecher or a kinyan. But after he made the minoy, then he became a shoyta. So that's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Torah. Is the shliach able to perform the asiyah because he already got the minoy while the mashalach was still shofei? So the Ktoris is masbir that it's dependent on what is the understanding of the concept of shlichus. Is the shlichus, when I make a person a shliach, is the pshat that I give him the koyach, and now he is the one performing the asiyah? Or maybe the pshat is that when I make a mina shlichus, it's really, I'm the one who's performing. It's just that there's a yachas hamaisa, that the din of shlichus is, that whatever he does, he's like my yada arichta, he's like the extension of my arm, and therefore it's as if I did it. But, says the Ktzais, according to the second sad, so if the mashalach isn't a bar das, so it doesn't help that he has a yada arichta, lemaisa, because he has no das, he can't have any asiyas. So the Ktzais over there, so he brings two Rashis. Rashi on Dav Tes Mabez, Dibur Maskoloi, and that Rashi on Yud Gimel Manalav, Dibur Maskoloi, both of them in Armasachta and Gittin. And so what does Rashi say over there? Rashi is speaking about Shichra Avadim, that a person made a shliach to give a shtar, not to his wife, but rather to his Eved. But both places they're speaking about the giving a get as well. And it says over there that after he dies, so the shliach can no longer give the get Shichra to the Eved. Now, says Rashi, why can't the shliach give the shichra to the eved after his mishalech died? Says Rashi, because it's poka v'shusei. Because after the mishalech dies, so it's not his anymore. Rashi in Davtes is masbir more, that right now it belongs to the yorshin. So the mishalech can't be mishacher his children's avadim. That a person can only be mishacher his own avadim. So therefore, because it's poka v'shusei, because it's not his eved anymore, therefore, says Rashi, la'achar misa lo yitin. So the Ktzais, so he has a question. Why does Rashi say that the reason why he can't give the shtar is because Paka Rishusei? Why doesn't Rashi say because he's not his shliach anymore? Says the Ktzais, we see from Rashi that he's still his shliach, meaning that even though the mishaleach died, nevertheless, the shliach still is considered the shliach of the mishaleach because he got the koyach. Once he got the koyach, he can still perform for his mishaleach, even if his mishaleach is out of the picture, just like in Nishtate. And therefore, the only reason why Leitin Lachar Misa is only because it's not his eved anymore. So like we said, so the Baruch Tam says that the Ktzais is Luchura, not correct, because we see in our Rashi, the Rashi says, Mamish Mefurish, that there is this idea of Batar Shlichusai, that because the mishaleach is not in the picture anymore, so therefore, there's a nituk between the shliach and the mishaleach. So if that's the case, then we have to go back to Rashi's on Daf Tes and Daf Yugimel, that there's a stira. The Rashi seems to say two different reasons, and we have to understand why does Rashi give two different reasons. Why, earlier in the Masechta, did he say that it's Pakar B'Shusei, and over here, he says, because Batal HaShlichos. So I heard from Rabbi Falshman Levitz that the emes is that the Ktzais is Kasha, then why does Rashi say that Paka B'Shusei? Why doesn't he say Bata Shlichusei? So that's really not such a move on Kasha. Because when we ask ourselves, what's the more simple understanding? What is the Pashtus of, if you could choose any reason you wanted, what would you rather say? What's more Mestaber? What's more Mestaber, the easiest reason why a person can't be Meshacher, his Eved, after he dies, is not because of the Batal Shlichus. It's because even he can't. Even if he wouldn't be, even he himself wouldn't be able to be Meshacher him. So even if there wouldn't be a Batal Shlichus, it's more Mestaber, the reason of Pakar B'Shusei. So really, there's no Ha'ara on Rashi. Rashi in Daf Tes and Daf Yugimel is Gevaldik. He says, Mamish, the most Mestaber thing. But the Kasha is by us. The Kasha is why by us. Why doesn't he say that the reason why a person can't give a get la'achar misa is because it's poka the ishus, because it's not his wife anymore? Why does Rashi by us have to come out to the svara of batal shlichusei? So over here, the achronim, they bring that there's a moridik yisoid from the base mayor in Evan Ezer, in Simon Kuf of Aleph Sif Beis. So he explains that why is it that in our Mishnah, why is this person giving his get? He's old and he's sick. Is the fact that he's old and he's sick, is that a reason why he suddenly hates his wife? Obviously, the reason why he's giving his wife a get is because we're speaking about a case that there's a zika liyubum, that they don't have kids, and he has a brother, b'medinas hayam. He doesn't want his wife to be in aguna, because she's never going to get in touch with his brother, who's far, far away, and therefore he wants her to be able to get married, so he wants to give her a get, michaim. Now, says the Beis Meir, that because we're speaking about a case of zika liyibum, so b'chai gavne that there's a zika liyibum, so it doesn't make sense to say, paka b'shusay. Why? Because what does the Parsha of Yibum say? The Parsha of Yibum tells us that if a couple has children, or if there's no brother, then when he dies, his ishus dies. However, sometimes that when a person doesn't have kids, and he has a brother, then even though he dies, his ishus still stays around. Meaning that there's still a connection that this wife has to him, even though he's dead, but there's still a connection to him. And that is why in the Parsha of Yibum, so Oinan says, he understood that this issues that he's coming, when he's coming to do, the coming to do, when he's coming to do Yibum, is not really his issues, but rather he's just taking the place, he's recovering the issues of the mace. And therefore, but Oifen, that is the Zikul Yibum, says the Beis Meir, so the issues is really not bottle, and that's why Rashi by us couldn't say what he says in Daf Tes and Daf Yugimon, that the reason why he can't give a get is because bottle the issues, because we're speaking about Zikul Yibum, and by Zikul Yibum, it's not bottle the issues. Now, based on this shtickle from the Beis Meir, so we can understand a Mardik Tam in what Rukveger says by us. Rukveger by us, so he brings a Taisvis in Yuma Daf Nun Heim Bebez that speaks about our Gemara. Rukveger, the Gemara, the Sugya in Yuma over there. So it says that the Gemara tells us that they didn't make shofaris for carbon chatos, that they didn't make, in the Beis Midrash, they didn't have a special place where they put money which was given to buy a carbon chatos. And the Gemara is handling, why didn't they want to do it? So one of the tzadim in the Gemara is that the reason why they didn't want to do it is because they didn't want to come into problems that maybe a person would send money for a chatos and then he would die, and then it would be possible because it's chatos shmesubalea, that halacha should be that the money has to go to the Yam HaMelech. To which the Gemara asks, Mapitom, that why is that a reason to be choshes? That's not a good reason not to make a shofar. Hare, the Mishnah tells us that by us, that we always have a cheskas chaim, we don't have to be choshes. That a person, maybe the person died, and therefore it's a chatas shemesh abalea. So when that Tais was asked, that hold on a second, but the Gemara by us says that's not always the case. That it says by us that, at least on one side, that by higia l'gvirois, then we are choshes l'miso. So Tais has two terusim. Taisus says that because this whole thing is only a chash, then maybe he sent a chatos, and maybe he died, and now Taisus is saying, and maybe he was more than 80, so akadikach, we don't have to be chashish. That because the whole thing is only misafik, it's only that we're being chashish, so it has to be chashish, that also he died, and also he was more than, also that the person was more than 80, that's lo shchiach, and for that we're not chashish. The second answer of Taisus is as follows, that there's a difference between our Gemara and the Gemara in Yuma, that when our Gemara says the Rechoshish by Higia Lugvuris, it's only speaking about get because of Choymer de Eishas Ish. However, because, by the Sugya of Chatash Meshabalea, because it's not the Choymer of Eishas Ish, over there's no Chumra by Higia Lugvuris to be Rechoshish Lemisa. Now, Rukveger asks as follows, that what does Tosis mean? That by Higia Lugvuris there's a Chashash of Choymer of Eishas Ish. There's no tzad of eishes ish b'chla. That there's only two options. Either she's an almana or she's a grusha. That what's the worst problem? The worst problem is that maybe she's has a zika liyibum, but zika liyibum is not. There's no kares. There's no chamad eishes ish. It's a regular lav. So what does Tosfos mean? That in our sugya there's extra makom to be machmer because there's chamad eishes ish. To which Rebbe Kreger answers that nira loymar, that even though the only problem is zika liyibum. However, Zika Liyubum has the Choymer of Eishes Ish. He brings a Mordechai in Perek Mitzvahs Chalitza that says that Chalitza is considered a Dover Shebe'erva. That even though Chalitza, the Ikrit Issa Zika Liyubum is only Chai Ve'lavin, but nevertheless, Yibum is considered Choymer de Eishes Ish, is considered a Dover Shebe'erva. And therefore, that's how he explains the Tosfos. Now, that he says he's a little bit Tosfos, I mean, he's not Mefarish. But Kefida Vesmer, so Mamish, there's a meritic attempt to what Rav Kager is saying. Because the whole essence of Zikli Yibum is the She'eris Ha'ishus of the Eshus Ish Gemura, so therefore it makes a lot of sense to say that when we're speaking about this Ishus that used to have a Chaymer of Eshus Ish, and now it's the very same Ishus, even though it's Noches Darga, so that's why it still has the Chumras of Eshus Ish. Now, in Yevamis, so I'm sure you've heard that this Maise, what the Beis Meir is saying over here, is not Pashut B'chlal. It's a big Chakira. What is the side of Zikli Yibum? Is the Zikli Yibum, is it really like we've been saying until now, that it's because of the Ishus Hameis? Or, maybe not, maybe when the Torah says that it's the din of Zikli Yibum, so it doesn't mean that the Ishus Hameis stays around. Really, the Ishus Hameis is Pakal Gamri. But nevertheless, the Torah is Mechadish, there's a new Zika between the Yavam and the Ishus Ach. That's a chakira, but the Beis Meir is going with this mahalach that it's really the Ishus Hameis, and that's how we're mazbe the Tosfos in Yuma that says that it has the Chomer the Ishus Ish and the Mordechai and the Rashi Bayos, that's why Rashi didn't want to say that it's Poka Ishus, because the Be'emes, it's not Poka the Ishus. Okay, now we come to the Sugya of Cheskas Chaim, and what I want to speak about first in the Sugya of Cheskas Chaim is that there's a big noisei in the Paiskim about what's the halacha of chazaka ha'asuya lihishtanis. What is the din that we have something that it was once muhsik to be a certain way, but even at the beginning we knew that at some point it's not going to stay like this forever. So that's a big machlekes, like we'll see. And the question is going to be that it's mevor in our sugya that there's such a thing as a cheskas chayim, even though unfortunately that we know that no one is going to live forever, and therefore it would seem that Chazakas Chaim is a Chazakah Asuya Lishanes. So it goes like this, that the Chazakah Asuya Lishanes, that in the classical sense, is speaking about two things. It's speaking about a Chazakas Katnus, that we have a Katan or a Ktana, that we know that they were not Bar Mitzvah, and we have a Suffolk if they became Bar Mitzvah for a certain Nafkamina. And so that's considered a chazaka ha'isuya l'shtanis, because even though we knew that they were once a katan, and we don't know otherwise, but even when we knew that they were a katan, we knew that they weren't going to be a katan forever. And the same thing is nogea by a cheskas me'uberes, that we knew that a certain woman or a certain animal was me'uberes, and we want to know when they gave birth. Did they give birth earlier or later? So on the one hand, we could say that we knew that she was once me'uberes. If she was once me'uberes, that it's reasons to say that she stayed mu'beres, or on the other hand, we could say that no, the fact that she was muksuk to be mu'beres, that doesn't make a difference, because even when she was mu'beres, we knew that she wasn't going to stay mu'beres forever. So, this is machlekes Rishonim. Tosfos is in two places. Tosfos in Yevamos, Samaches, Amud Aleph, Dibramas Choresha. So he's speaking about Cheskas Katnus, and his mevor and Tosfos over there, that the Cheskas Katnus is a chazaka. Now, it's before this, like that until the last line of Tosfos. There's a big machlekes how to understand the last line of Tosfos. We'll speak about that later. Tosfos in Yevamos is handling Cheskas Katnus. Tosfos in Bava Kamma, Mem Vav Mebeis, Dibramascho Medeyadi. So he's speaking about Cheskas Mu'beres. And Tosfos over there says the Cheskas Mu'beres is, in fact, a chazaka. Now, the Shmaitza, so he really made this sugya famous. The Shmaitza is in Shar Gimel Perek Tes Perek Yod. It's for a bunch of prakim after that. So he's being marich about the Maharit. The Maharit, he's the Marid Shmaitza. He's the one who really made this idea famous, and he wanted to be machadish against Tosfos. He wanted to say that the chazaka asuya l'shtanis is not a chazaka, and he's mitzayin a very clear Chuvas Harashba, that the Chuvas Harashba can be found in Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph Reish Tes Zayin. That the Shmaitza doesn't bring this down, but this is Mamas the starkest raya that he has. That the Chuvas Harashba is speaking about a suffix if a woman that got married, if a person was Mekadish and Isha, and he's a suffix, if she was a Gedola or not. So says the Rashba that it's a suffix deraisa, we have to be Machmer, meaning to say that we don't say that because she has a Cheskas Katnus, we can be Maimin her as Cheskasa, and we can assume that Bishas Kiddushin, she was not a Gedola. So that's machlekes. It's machlekes between Tosfos and the Rashba, and Lemaisa, it's also machlekes that, like we said, so the Maharit, so he paskins like the Rashba. He paskins that Chazaka Asur Lishanas is not a Chazaka. The Chavz Das also paskins like the Maharit. Chavz Das can be found in Klal Sfek Sfeka, in Klal Chav, that he says clearly by Cheskas Meuberes that a Chazaka Asur Lishanas is Bechlal not a Chazaka. Rebbe Kveger, in Simen Tesvav about Cheskas Katnus, and in Simen Memtes about Cheskas Moberes. So he argues, he holds that Cheskas Chazaka Aesu Lishanus is a Chazaka, and also the Shmeitz over there, his Meskana is to be Mafrich, the Marit, and therefore he paskins the Chazaka Aesu Lishanus is a Chazaka. So it's Machaikis in the Rishonim between Taisus and the Rashba, it's Machaikis in the Achreinim between the Chavos Das and Bikveger. The Pnei Yeshua by us, so he speaks about this idea, and it's not clear what exactly he holds. It seems like he holds that it's not a chazaka gemura, but it is somewhat of a chazaka. Akopanim, according to the Maharit and the Chavos Das, so there's a bumper kasha from our sugya. How could the Rashba, how could the Chavos Das, the Maharit, how could they claim that a chazaka ha'asuyilishtanus is not a chazaka? Harei it's meforish in our sugya that a cheskas chaim is a chazaka, even though that a cheskas chaim is asuya lehishtanus. So there is a tzad. The Pnei Yeshua mentions this tzad that really. When we speak about Cheskas Chaim, we don't really mean Chazaka de Meikara, because really Chazaka de Meikara is not, because it's a Chazaka of Silishtanus. So why should it be a Chazaka? So Pnei Yeshua mentions a Svara that it's really a Chazaka Mikoyach Roiv. That this idea can also be found in the Chavos Yair, in Simin Reish Aleph, that he says the Chavos Yair is a little bit more Masber, that Lemaise, if you look at any particular town, so that the Ruba de Ruba stays alive every day. So therefore, that Misa is something which is against the Roiv, and therefore the Cheskas Chaim is against, the Cheskas Chaim is based on the fact that Mistoma, you're from the Roiv of people that didn't die. So it's a little bit hard to understand what exactly he means. How can you say that there's a Roiv? Hare, there's not a Roiv of people that don't die. Who cares that they don't die today? But Lemaisa, everybody dies. But Akopadim, that's what they want to be Madche. And besides that, besides the fact that it doesn't make so much sense to say this Mikoyach Roiv, but it's against Rashi. Rashi says Mefurish on the Mishnah that the reason why he's nice in Becheskas Shukayim is because we learn in Chulin Daf Yud that Hami Davar Al Cheskasai, Rashi in the Mishnah, is Mefurish. That the reason why that the Zecheskas Chaim is not because of Roiv, but rather because of the din of Hami Davar Al Cheskasai, because of the din of Chazaka de Meikara. So, the Achrenim Rami Yashiv. The Achrenim Rami Yashiv, that there's a difference between the Chazaka Esulishtanus that the Rashba and the Chavos Das were speaking about, and our case. What's the difference? The difference is that the only time that a Chazaka Esulishtanus is not a Chazaka, according to this Paiskim, is only if the Siba Lehishtanus is Minei Ubei. Meaning to say that in every katan, so part of his system, the part of the way his body was programmed, is that he's going to start as a katan, and he's going to grow to be a gadol. Meaning that there's a koyach, even when he was a katan, the part of the system he was programmed to leave his cheskas katnus. The same thing is by Muberes, that the koyach, that to lohelid, the koyach to stop being Muberes, is already gefinzach in the isha, b'shas that she's muberes, and the siba which is going to be mishaneh the chazaka is minei ubei. Masha'inkein by misa. By misa, it's not like that. By misa, kafi a person's body be'etzem he should live forever. How do people die? People die because they get illnesses, because they have external things that come into their body and kill them. That it's true that nobody doesn't get these external things, because when a person gets very weak, so and there's so many germs around, and there's so many machlus around, so bal korchoi, something comes in and kills him. But the fact is that if it would be completely impossible for any illnesses, any things to attack the body. Now, it's true that sometimes that there are mutations in the body, and therefore the body can make itself a machla, but at the end of the day, what kills him is not the body itself. What kills him is that after he made such a machla, then the machla kills him. But minei ubei, a person be'etzem keeps on living. It's not minei ubei that it's asuya lishtanus, and therefore b'cheskas chayim, it's not considered a chazaka asuya lishtanus, and masha'en kein, by muberes and katnus, it is. Now, what is the machlekes? What is the machlekes between the Rishayim, between the Paiskim? What is the shaila that whether or not we should say that a chazaka ha'esuyah lishtanus is a chazaka or not? So that the emes is that it's a shaila how to understand this halacha the Rashi brings down, that there's a gzeras hakasuv of hamid davar al chaskase. That if we think about a chazaka ha'esuyah lishtanus, so on the one hand, so it is a certain way. So we could say that, look, it was like that. It was like this yesterday. It should continue to be like that. But it could be that not. Why not? It could be that the only time that we say that something that was will continue to be is only if there is a siba which caused it to be the way it is right now. Now, by Chazaka Asur Yishanus, so can we say that there's a reason why the katan is a katan? Can we say that there's a reason why the woman is pregnant and she didn't give birth yet? There's no reason, because if there would be a reason, so what happened? Where did that reason go when suddenly he became older, when suddenly she gave birth? Obviously, that from the fact that these things are meant to change, that means that there's no siba that it is right now the way it is. So right now, why is it? Kacha. It's bestam. The reason why it is right now is not because it is something, it's just because it's not anything else. So that is the shiloh of what is the din of Hamidavar Chaskasai. Was Hamidavar Chaskasai only said by Oifen that there's a siba which is making it muhsuk b'chaskasai right now? And if that's the case, that by any time there's a chazaka yisur lishtanus, there's no siba why it is right now, because if there would be a siba, then the siba didn't go anywhere, why should it change later? Elevada, it's just that the reason why it is right now is because it's not anything else, but there's no mechayiv, there's no siba being gurim, the fact that it is what it is right now. And therefore, chazaka yisur lishtanus is not a good chazaka. Or do we say that no? We say that the din of chazaka yisur lishtanus is you don't have to be so lamdush, lemaise, that we see it today. We say that mechatesi that it changed, if mechatesi that it changed, so it doesn't matter if it's with a siba or without a siba, lemaise. The way we saw it today, we are allowed to assume that things don't change. Now, with this Havana, so we can understand a Maradika Pshat in the Taz. The Taz, it's a famous Taz. The Taz said in Yoredeya, Shin Sadek Zion. So he wants to say, Halacha Lemaisa, that by a Chazaka, Yisrael Lishanus, so on the one hand, it is a Chazaka, but on the other hand, it's only by lo nishtana lefanenu. It's only by oifen that we don't know that it changed. But if it's nishtana lefanenu, that if a person if we know that right now it certainly changed, the question is just when did it change? So Bichai Gavno says the Taz that it's different than regular chazakas. By regular chazakas, even by nishtana lefanenu, we say that it happened at the last possible time. Whereas says the Taz by chazaka hasuri lishtanas. So we don't say that it's a good chazaka by nishtana lefanenu. So the nekudah is the kasev over there, the Nani Bihuda, in Eve Ezra Laman Aleph. So the chodek and the taz, the doichet b'shtei adayim, they say the mapitom that it can't, if you're saying that it has that's different than regular chazaka, so how can you learn it out from other chazakas? But lemaise that the smuchim from the taz in the taisus in the maskana, in the taisus in Yevamos that we brought at the beginning, in taisus in Samaches. So he says at the end that ba'ayfin that right now she's a gdoila. So b'kai gavna we're not to be machzik and the chazaka to meikara of katnus. It mamish it sounds very much like it's saying like the taz. So what could be the havana? So like our hezber, so it's mamish gishmak. Why? Because what is the svara of the man to omer? The chazaka hasur d'shtanis is in fact a chazaka. The pshat is that to be mochzuk you don't have to have a siba. It's just enough to say that mehechate said that it was mishtana. So if that's the svara, then it's not that there's a siba that should cause it to continue to be the way it is. It's just that mechatesi that is nishtana. So ba'ifin that we know that it is nishtana, then there's no mechatesi anymore. So when there's a chazaka which is based on a siba, then even if it's nishtana, so the siba is mamshich to tell us that it stayed the same way. However, by chazaka hasur nishtana me'ikara there's no siba, and therefore by nishtana lefanenu the shita sataz and it could be the taisus and yivamis say that even though chazaka hasur nishtana be alma is a chazaka by nishtana lefanenu. So we spoke about Chazaka Asri Lishtanis, Machlekes between Tosfos and the Rashba, Machlekes between Bikveger and the Chavos Das. That why is Cheskes Chaim different? Cheskes Chaim is different because Chazaka Asri Lishtanis is only Ba'ofen that is Asri Lishtanis Minei Ubei. And we spoke about the Shitas Hataz, that it could be the Banishtan Lefaneinu, then Chazaka Asri Lishtanis is the Kol Yama, not a Chazaka. So now the Gemara has a Kasha on the idea of Cheskes Chaim from the Braisa, that it says, "Hareza gitech sha'achas kaidem lemisosai asur lecho betruma miyad." If a person gives a get, he's not giving a get right now. He's saying that I want it to be chal an hour before I die. So b'kagayvna she's choishes from misa miyad. So we see there were choishes from misa, and we don't say the Cheskes Chaim tells us not to be choishes from misa. So the Gemara brings different tevutzim to explain this. The maskanas of Gemara is shitas Rava. The Rava says a famous line: "Shememes loy cheshinon shemayomais." That there's a difference between the our Mishnah and the Mishnah over there, because in our Mishnah, the only chash is maybe the person already died, So to say that he already died, so we say the Chazaka de Meikara tells us that he didn't already die, whereas in the case that she's going to be Asura Sha Achas Lifnei Misasai, so over there, every second, we have to tell ourselves that the Chazaka is going to tell us that he's not going to die 1 hour from now, and to say that he's not going to die 1 hour from now, from that, there's no Chazaka. So the evidence is that there's a machlekes, how to understand Rava. There's a famous Nadi Behuda that we're going to get to in a minute, and that is in Yeridea, in Kama, in Yeridea, Simin Nunhei. So B'toch HaDvarim over there, so the Nadi Behuda says that you know why the Shema Yomos Lechashina, because how can a person claim that he has a Chazaka de Meikara, that he's not going to die? Hare, everybody dies at some point. So to say that I didn't die yet, that a Chazaka de Meikara can tell us that I didn't die yet. But to say that I'm not going to die in the future, that's absurd, because everybody's going to die. So in the back of some editions of Nadi Behuda, so they bring different people that spoke about Nadi Behuda, so they bring over there, from the Paris Simonim and the Baruch Tam, that they both ask Akasha and the Havana of Nadi Behuda from Arasugya, that Arasugya is Mavur, the Gemara shells to Shema Yivka Hanoid to the idea of Shema Yomos. And therefore the Gemara says, the Maskana Sagamara, that Shema Yomos is really Tanoihi. And in the case of Bekiyas Hanoid, so this idea of Nadi Behuda, that a person is certainly going to be Mishana his Chazaka in the future, and that's why you can't say Shema Yomos, that's L'chora Nistar from the Gemara, because by Bekiyas Hanoid, that can't be the Sfera. So what, in fact, is the Sfera? So on that, so the Baruch Tam, and others as well, the Ksav Sofer by us, so they say that very simply, just that Rashi says, the Mashmais of Rashi, is that to say that a person will die is not a stira to the Chazaka, meaning the Chazaka only says that a person stays alive. To say that it might, in the future it might change, that's not a stira in the Chazaka. What does that mean? So the Ksav Sofer is masbir that the din of a Chazaka was only said to be poishet a shaila, which is bifanecha, to be poishet the future, so din of Chazaka was never said. And therefore, the to say that something might change in the future is not a stira to the halacha of Chazaka de Meikar. The Rav Shach in Shiri Abi Ezri, so he also goes like this. He explains that the pashtus is that stam, that the din of Chazaka de Meikar was only said on the present; it wasn't said on the future. And his masbir based on this, the idea of soif tumalatzes, that in soif tumalatzes we have a mace that in an oil, and we have and we don't know where it's going, where the mace is going to be taken out. So there's a halacha of chutz chumras on the Pesach that he's going to go out, and we're machmer on all the psachim, and we don't say on each Pesach that there's a cheskas taira. Says Rav Shach, why not? Because it's true that they have a chazaka of taira, but they don't have a chazaka that the mace won't in the future be brought. Because the halacha of soif tomalatzeis is a din which is dependent on the future, so therefore the chazaka de meikara can never say that things aren't going to be different in the future. That's not the jurisdiction of the halacha of chazaka de meikara. Akalpanim, so that's two, I find him how to understand the din of Rava, the Nadi Behuda, that's because it's in the future it's certainly going to change, and the Pashtus, the Ksav Sofer, and the Baruch Tam, that they say that simply because the din of chazaka was only said on the din lefanecha, it doesn't speak about the future. Stam, because that is what the limud is. Now, I want to be marich a little bit, even though it's not mamish arsugya, because it's a very famous Nadi Behuda, and the Nadi Behuda takes arsugya to apply it to an important halacha in Hilchos Nida. That the Nadi Behuda is handling a din called prisha samuch leveses, that a woman has a veses, a woman has a certain time, a certain date, a certain haflaga that she usually sees dam, and there's a din that's also to be ba'al ishtai samuch levesto. And the Rambam in Isur Biyah, Perek Dalet, Halach Yubez, writes as follows: Osir loy li adam lovar al ishtai samuch levesto, shematira dam b'shas tashmis, shenemar, v'hizartem es b'nei Yisrael mitumasam. So the Pashtus Divi HaRambam says in the Behuda that the Pashtus Divi HaRambam is that this is an Isser D'oraisa. He brings the Pasuk, it's Mashma, there's an Isser D'oraisa, the din of Prisha Samach Levesos. Now, Frekt in the Behuda, it's really the Kasha of the Magen Mishnah already, that there's a Machlekes in the Gemara, if Vestus is D'oraisa or Vestus is D'rabanan. That this idea that when a woman is Koveya Vestus three times, then we're choishes that she's going to see at the same time the next month. So is this achshash deraisa or is it only achshash derabana? So in fact, the Magen Mishnah, the Rambam, Harei Paskin, the Vestas is only derabana. So Vestas is only derabana, and that means that this idea of the we're choishes that she's going to see dam is only achshash derabana. And therefore, how can the Rambam say that the Prisha Samuch Levesas is an Isser Duraisa? So that's why the Magen Mishnah really says that we have to be doichik the Rambam. The Rambam, even though he says that V'hizartam is Pnei Yisrael, it's only an Asmachta Biyama, really, it's only Achshash the Rabbana. So now comes the Nadi B'Huta. The Nadi B'Huta says that, no, I don't want to be Madcha the Rambam. Really, it's Achshash the Raisa. But what's the Pshat? The Pshat is as follows. That what is the Machlekes if Vestas the Raisa or Vestas the Rabbana? So Vestas Deraisa holds as follows. Vestas Deraisa says that once we know that there's certain muchzakas, that a certain that there's a date that the dam is usually going to come, so there's a cloud, there's a chazaka oreach bizmanoi ba, that a guest comes in his proper time, and that's a reference to the dam hanidus, that she's going to see the dam at the regular time. Says the Nadi B'Huda, so why is it that the man, there's a Manda Amr that says that Vestas Durabanan? The Manda Amr Vestas Durabanan says that it's true that there's a chazaka that he's going to come, but on the other hand, there's also a chazaka against that. What's that? There's the Cheskas Taira. The Cheskas Taira says that until now she was Tahar, so she's going to continue to be Tahar. So because it's a chazaka against the chazaka, so there's no chshash, and they can't see the start out, and it's she doesn't have to be chashash. Says the Nadi B'Huda, if she saw them, so we can say that we have a chazaka to mekara that she didn't see them. But Prisha Samuch Levesis, what am I trying to say? I have to say that I'm not going to be chashash that she's not going to see. That I'm coming now to have bia, and I have to make sure, I have to know that she's not going to see during the course of the bia. So that, says Nadi B'Huda, that's called Shema Yomus. And Shema Yomus, and something that's going to happen in the future, so there is no chazaka, there's no Cheskas Taira. So says Nadi B'Huda, the man to Amar Vestas Darbanan agrees that there's a chazaka of a Reach Bizman Abba. He just says that the Cheskas Taira cancels out the chazaka of a Reach Bizman Abba. And therefore, Legabi, Prish Samuch Levesas, because I have to come out to the future, so everybody agrees that there's a chazaka of a Reach Bizman Abba, and therefore, says the Rambam, that the Prisha Samuch Vestas is in fact in Isser Deraisa, even Laman de Omar, the Vestas is Derabana. So now in the back of Nadi B'Huda over there, they bring up a bunch of kashas and Nadi B'Huda. I want to focus on two of them, that the very, very, very strong kashas, that first of all, the kasha of the Baruch Tam, that simply what the Nadi B'Huda says to explain the Man de Omar Vestas Derabana, there's a chazaka against the chazaka, that's something that doesn't make sense. Because chazaka against the chazaka only makes sense, but even that the two chazakas are the same kind of chazaka. But over here, when we say chazaka oreach bizmanei ba, so that doesn't mean that there's a chazaka de meikara, that the oreach bizmanei ba. Over here, it's a chazaka mitam roiv. That there's, it's like a chazaka edanam pareatach zmanei. That's something that we know. A chazaka mitam roiv has the halacha of a roiv, and therefore we should say the ruba of a chazaka, ruba adif. Over here, it doesn't make sense to say chazaka against a chazaka. That's the first kasha. It's a mamish, a very, very, very strong kasha. And the other kasha is the kasha of the Maharam Shik, that the Maharam Shik says that Lemaise, well, our Gemara says that Shema Yamos Chashinon, so that's only achshash derabanan. That midoraisa, the chazaka de meikara, tells us that also Shema Yamos, because there's no difference between the now and the later. And he brings that as a state in the Meiri Bayas and the Ritva in the Dharam Dav Gilman Beis. So that's not the end of the world because the Rambam is not mechuyev to them. But that's an important idea that is not poshut, that the whole concept of Rava is in fact a achshash d'oraisa, and therefore he can't use that to explain how the Rambam is going to say that there's an iser d'oraisa. So if that's not the pshat, so we said that first of all we have the mahalach of the Magad Mishnah. The Magad Mishnah says that really v'hizartem is Pnei Yisrael is only in fact in the smachta, the prisha samuch leveses is only the rabbanah. But I want to share with you a third mahalach in the Rambam, and that is the mahalach of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is on this Rambam in Yisrael Biyah Perek Dalet, that first of all he says that the Magad Mishnah can't be right. Why can't he be right? Because he brings a different Rambam that says that if a person is over the din of prisha samuch leveses, and in fact she sees, he's chayev a carbon. If he's chayev a carbon, says Reb Chaim, that's mochiach to us that in fact it's a chashash de oraisa, that in fact Nadi Behuda was right in his diuk, and we can't say that when Rambam brings the pasuk, he's only saying it as an esmachta biyam. So the Maisa says, so how is Reb Chaim Masbir? How can we say that on the one hand that the Prishus Samach Vestus is deraisa, and on the other hand that the Vestus is derabanan? Says Reb Chaim as follows, that he brings a different Rambam, that the Rambam is mavur, that avada is a concept of kviyas Vestus. That Kriyas Vestas tells us that a woman makes a routine, that once she sees something three times, then we say that she has a routine. The question is, that once she has a routine, then what? So Reb Chaim says, you could say two things. You could say that, okay, now she has a routine, so she's becheskas, that she has a routine. What is that going to tell us? That doesn't necessarily mean that just because she has a routine, that doesn't mean that she saw. That, says Reb Chaim, is the machlekes between Vestas Deraisa or Vestas Derabanan. Everybody agrees that she has a routine. And therefore, says the Rambam, that even the Mada Amar Vestas Derabanan, once she's Koveya Vestas, then it has nafkaminas, legabe the Yimei Nidus, and Yimei Ziva. And that's why, says the Rambam, because she has a routine, that right now we look at this time as a place that, according to her routine, she's supposed to see right now. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that it's also to be with her. However, if you look in the sugyas, when the machlekes in the Gemara, if Vestas deraisa or Vestas derabanan, it's not that is it a normal thing for her to see right now. It's not a question if she has a routine. The question is, do we assume that she saw? Says Reb Chaim, just because she has a routine doesn't mean that we assume that she saw, and therefore that is the machlekes of Vestas derabanan. That midrabanan, we say that we assume she saw. The truth is that's not really true, but. But according to the Manda Amar, the Vestas deraisa, we assume she saw. According to the Manda Amar, Vestas derabanan, even midrabanan, we're not chayshus that she saw. But the Manda Amar, Vestas derabanan, agrees that she has a routine, and therefore, first of all, there is a kviyas Vestas, lagabe yimei nidus, and second of all, that there's an issa prishus samach Vestas, and therefore, says Reb Chaim, it makes sense to say that if she's over that, then it's shaykh to be chayv a karban, a kopanim. So that's machlekes. There's three mahalchim, the Rambam. If the Rambam Paskin is Vestas Derabanan, how can the Rambam Paskin, the Prisha Samach Vestas, is Deraisa? The Magen Mishnah says, in a Chanami, it's a mistake, it's only a Smachta. The Nadi Behuda says, because of our Sugya, because Shema Yomus Cheshinan, and therefore there's no Chazaka against the Chazaka, and Reb Chaim says that even though the Manda Amar is Vestas Derabanan, that just means that we don't assume that she saw, but he agrees that it's the time that she's Olo to see. Now we have a long Taisis over here about Smicha. So Taisa says that sometimes it's forbidden to bring a karban when you're not able to do smicha, and that is when there is another option. But a tameh and an orel, that they don't have the option of doing smicha, so there is no takana for them. So because there is no takana, so it's permitted to bring a karban even though there's not going to be smicha. Now at the end of the Taisa, so we ask the following question, that why don't we say over here that even though smicha is not ma'akev, but we should say that you need to be roi l'smicha, because there's a klal, kol ha-roi l'bila, bila ein bila ma'akevesboi, kol she'enu roi l'bila, bila ma'akevesboi. So Taisis, he says two terutzim to this kasha. The first terutz is that there's a gzeras akosuv, that mizoivoi v'loi minigoi, that there's a difference between ziva and tumas negoim, and Taisis says that it's speaking about bringing karbanos. So we have a Mefurish, a drasha, that says that because the pasuk is speaking about bringing karbanos, and it says that only by ziva and not by negoim, so we see that even though the person who's metzora, he is tamei, nevertheless he could bring a karban, and obviously he's not going to be doing smicha here, so we see a gzeras akosuv on keg in the cloud of kol she'en roi l'bila, bila ma'kevesboi. The second teretz of Tosfos is that from the fact that we have to be memayit, a tamei, from re'iyah, even though when a person does re'iyah, so he has to bring a karban, and when he brings a karban, he has to do smicha, and this tameh is not going to be able to do smicha, so frak taisis, why should we need to be memayitim? It should be obvious that he's not going to bring it, because there's nafkamina, that because he can't do smicha. Zak taisis, we see from here that even though a tameh can't do smicha, nevertheless, on the din of smicha, we don't say, kol she'en roi l'bila, and bila ma'kevesboi. So Reb Aaron, in Mishnah's Reb Aaron, so he's not so happy with Tosfos' Terutzim. On the first Teretz, so he says that the Maaseh of Tosfos tricked us. He says that this Mirut, that Mizoveh V'lo Minigoy, so it's speaking about bringing Karbanos, and therefore we can prove a halacha about bringing Karbanos. He says that it's mamish not so pashut. Rashi says that it's speaking about the fact that by a Negah there's no halacha of Shiv Nekiyim. Tosfos in other elsewhere says that it's speaking about the fact that a Metzora doesn't have a din of being Metame Mishkov Umayshov. And because so Tosfos he pulled one on us that it's not so Pashut that this Pasuk is speaking about being Karbos, and therefore it can't be a Makar. Second, the second Raya of Tosfos, the second Teretz of Tosfos, so first of all, he points out that the Shitas Harambam is that a person can bring, can be Yotze, the Chovas Re'iyah, the Karban Re'iyah, with an oif, even though by an oif there's no smicha. So it could be that if it wouldn't have been Mamayit, the Tomei, from Re'iyah, then we would say that the Tomei has to do Re'iyah, but he has to do it with an oif in order to not to be Mavato, the mitzvah of smicha. He also says that there's nafkaminos, because if it would be just be oinus, then he would still have tashlumen, and therefore the Gzeres Kosov is that he has a ptur in Gansen. So what is the teretz? I don't want to tell you what Rav Aaron's teretz is, because it's a complicated teretz, and he has a lot of kashas on his teretz, but I want to tell you what Rav Shach says, in Shiurim from Rav Shach, so he says a very simple teretz, and that is that the only time that it makes sense to say, that again, this is a different answer for teretz kasha, against teretz, that the question is, why doesn't apply over here, the kol she'en arei lebila, ein bila makeves boi? So Rav Shach wants to tell him that the only time that it say, the kol she'en arei lebila, bila makeves boi, that's only ba'ofen, that there's a chisaron mitzad d'cheftza. If you have a mincha, that the carbon itself doesn't have the ability to do in it the bila, so that's what we say, that it's a carbon posel, because the carbon is felt the ability to do bia. But when we speak about smicha, that the carbon itself, so mitzad the carbon, so it is roi l'smicha. Narvas, that the Bailam, he has a problem, the Bailam has a technical problem that he can't come into the base of Mikdash and he can't do smicha. But the problem of the chisaron smicha is not a problem mitzad the chevza of the carbon, and therefore there's no reason why we should say kol she'en roi l'bila, bila ma keves boi. Now the last thing I want to speak about today is what the Gemara says before the Mishnah, that there's a tzrichosa between the three halachas of the Mishnah, and that is that if we wouldn't have known the halacha of chata sa'if shesholach mimedina sayam, then we would think that it's more chomer because misfeka loyleil chulin la'azor. So on this, so Reb Kveger by us, so he has the Tmir Rapsa and the Lashon HaGemara, that where in the world does chulin la'azor come from? That what in the world is the chshash that there's going to be chulin ba'azor? What's the problem we're speaking about? We're speaking about a problem that maybe the person died, and therefore it's a chatas shemesa ba'aleh. The halacha is the chatas shemesa ba'aleh is a carbon puzzle, but it's not chulin ba'azor. So where does the chulin ba'azor come from? And Zok Rav Kveger, and don't tell me that the Gemara is lav dafka, it just uses the lashon of chulin ba'azor. It really means to say that it's a chash of a carbon puzzle, because take a look at Tosfos. Tosfos has a kasha of im toimar v'halichatas ha'oif ba'al safek, that there's a halacha that if a person isn't sure if he did a certain avera, he's allowed to bring a carbon a chatas ha'oif ha'ba'al safek. Zogt b'kveger, this halacha of chatas ha'oif ha'ba'al safek, what is that? That's speaking about the fact that he's not sure if he did a certain avera, and on the tzad that he didn't do the avera, then it's in fact chulin, because he can't be makdish for a chet he didn't do. And even though there's a sofek, if it's chulin or if it's kochim, there's a halacha that you're allowed to bring a chatas ha'oif haba ala sofek. Chatas ha'oif haba ala sofek, says Rick Fager, does not tell you that if you have a sofek, if your carbon is possible, that you're also allowed to bring it. The halacha of chatas ha'oif haba ala sofek is special hilchasa, which is said specifically ba'oifen, that you're not sure if it's chulin or kochim. It was not said ba'oifen that your sofek, if it was nifso, haga atzmacha, avada. Every time that we have a suffix, if a chadas ha'oif was nifsal or not, we don't say that you're allowed to bring it. So that Rabbi Kveger, so he blies b'tzarechia, and on this nicely, I saw mamish dvarim nifloim in the shiurim of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv, so he offers three different mahalchim, and mamish one after the other are mamish amazing tevutzim. So I want to share that with you. So first of all, he brings that there's an interesting thing in the Mefarish, in Nazir Dav Chafalim Beis, the Bermaskal Hainu Taima, that he says that it's machlekes, there's theories to this, but he says that the Mefarish over there says that the Chatas Shemesa Baleah is Tomus, was not said by Oifus, it was only said by Behemis. So now, that doesn't mean that it's not possible, but it says over there that the Halach L'mosh Misinai of the din misa was not said. Now says Rav Yashiv, there's a different gemara that the gemara says in Bava Kama Kuf Yuvanu Beis that The Gemara asks a question, that why don't we say that every time you have a chatas shemes abaleh, why don't we say that adaita tahachi loy akdasha? Why don't we say that you person, when a person is makdash something, he doesn't have in mind to makdash it ala tzad, that it's not going to be a kosher carbon? So says the Gemara that no, because the halacha of chatas hameses, that chatas shemes abaleh is meses, the halacha teaches us that we don't say this svara of adaita tahachila aktasha zaftar v'yashiv, put two and two together, that it says in Mefarej that by oif it wasn't said the din that it's mesis. And it says in Bavakama that if it wouldn't have been the hilchos of mesis, we would have said adaita tahachila aktasha. So that's what the Gemara by us means, that it's safik chulim bazara because of adaita tahachila aktasha. That's the first mahalach that he says. The second mahalach is, he brings an interesting thing. It says in Me'ilah Daf Yud that on the Chatois HaMesois, so even before the Mesois, so it says the halacha is Loinenin V'loi Mayolin. That what's it mean, Loinenin? So Rashi says it's only an Isser Dirabanan, that the Isser to be Nene is only an Isser Dirabanan. Zokter V'yashiv, why should it be an Isser Dirabanan? L'maisa, it's Kachim Psulim. So Zokter V'yashiv, we see from here that it could be that the din of Chatas HaMeses tells us that it's Pakad HaKdusha, that the Ikra din of Chatas HaMeses Baleh is not just a din Misa, but rather part of the Hilchasa is Pakad HaKdusha, and what does it become? It becomes Chulin, and that's why if he would bring it, it would actually be Chulin Ba'azar. That's the second Mahalach. The third Mahalach is also a Ga'inus that Rav Yashiv says that he heard from Reuven Bengis, that the Reuven Bengis time is like this. That a person who's sending a chatas min medina sayam, so what's he going to do? It's mestaber that he doesn't send the oif alive. But rather, what's he do? He sends money. He sends money, then he tells the shliach to take this money, and when you got to the Yerushalayim, so buy me a bird. So says Reuven Bengis, so the chashash is really going to be that the person is going to die before he buys the oif. Now, if he dies before he buys the oif, so what's going to be? Then this mois, they have the lacha to be zorikit to Yam HaMelech. And but really, these mois are really asorim b'hana. So now, after I have these mois, which are asorim b'hana, if I buy something, so then that's a mekach tois. So if it's a mekach tois, then it's not mine. I can't be makdish it. And therefore, says Reuven Bengis, that's why it's chulav azara. And I understand that there's makom to argue on this last day. It could be that it's really not going to be a mekach tois. It could be that I'll still be able to be makdish it. But I'll call by them. It's certainly a grace of greatness. So b'kitzer, there's three mahalchim. The Rav Yashiv wants to answer b'kveir's kasha. Why should it be chulin bazara? The first mahalach is because adaita tahachi li'akdasha, because there's no helchasa. The second mahalach is pumfaket, that the helchasa is that it's poka de kedusha. And the third mahalach is the pasha, very simple. The reason why it's chulin is because maybe it was never mine to be makdish.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.